I'll fill up some papier after the surgeon care. Today's date is 07/18/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Jeremy Bratton. Bratton spells B-R-A-T-T-O-N. Jeremy spells J-E-R-E-M-Y. Date of birth is 01/07/1980. 42-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder. Is currently in Suboxone. Here for follow-up for this condition period. He also has a history of hypertension. Is on lisinopril. He indicated again today that he's unable to have that lab work drawn, citing funding as his main reason. We talk about the importance of having labs drawn, especially with high blood pressure, which can impact his end organs. And and impact his eyes. And he said just don't have funding for labs, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is ...100% of room air blood pressure is 133/83, pulse 100, temperature 98.3, and pulse 18, period. Next paragraph. Correction. Pulse is 100, respiration is 18, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paroxysmal motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly, no rebound, the tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2 tens, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood unaffected, normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2 is medication refill. Assessment number 3, hypertension on lisinopril. Patient has lisinopril. He indicated that he does not have the funds for labs today, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2, medication refill. Assessment number 3 is hypertension. Next paragraph. Drug screen today reveals a Suboxone positive only. Only Suboxone is positive. All the variables are normal. Patient is on Suboxone as part of this program, period. His medication was prescribed as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film, 1.5 films SL daily for 30 days, number 45. Patient does request to continue this current regimen. Say that he tried to stop and take less, but he did not like the way he felt, so he continues and is not ready to reduce this yet, period. Patient was reminded of the importance of having labs drawn. He says he will try next time. PNP rare was reviewed. Data from PNP rare does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.